For Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft. Authorities say Tony Lara, known for appearing on the Discovery Channel's Deadliest Catch, died Saturday morning in Sturgis, South Dakota. According to the Associated Press, Lara, age 50, died early Saturday morning at a private residence in Sturgis. The Meade County Sheriff is currently awaiting an autopsy result. He said currently it appeared that Lara had died of a heart attack. Has the Curiosity rover found wheels on Mars and evidence of an ancient civilization on the surface of Mars? Many UFOologists seem to think so. Is this object, in fact, the ultimate proof that life existed on the surface of our neighbor planet in the distant past? Are these the remains of an ancient civilization? It's nothing new to come across images like this from Mars lately. In this latest image, beamed back by NASA's rover exploring the red planet, we clearly see what appear to be wheels on the surface of the red planet. But hold on a minute, how's that possible? The Martian crab-like creature, the pyramid, the helmet, squirrel, cube, and now axle wheels on Mars? Let's take a minute here. Are all these objects the result of pareidolia, or are we not being told something? Has Curiosity discovered the remains of an ancient Martian vehicle on the red planet? It is possible, according to many UFO hunters, who claim that Mars was inhabited in the distant past. Decide for yourself. Check out the Mars rover photos at darkmatternews.com.
Hi, I'm J. Neil Shulman, a longtime listener of Art Bell. I've also written a dozen books, a Twilight Zone episode, and made two movies. My first novel, Alongside Night, came out in 1979 with a book endorsement from Nobel Prize-winning economist Milton Friedman, who praised it for its disturbing resemblance to past history and future possibilities. Many others, including Glenn Beck, Ron Paul, and Alex Jones, have celebrated my novel for its futuristic vision of America collapsing from too much government. Now I've put my novel on the screen as a futuristic action movie. It stars Kevin Sorbo, TV's Hercules, and star of God's Not Dead. To see a vision where freedom's not dead, buy the 3-disc Blu-ray DVD combo pack of my movie Alongside Night. It's $16.95, including shipping and handling. You can buy it online right now at Area51Movies.com or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern, phone 800-527-2375. Again, buy online now at Area51Movies.com or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern at 800-527-2375. Thank you.
Our next story comes from OpenMinds.tv. A New Jersey witness at Montvale reported watching a saucer-like disc that appeared to be 150 feet across. The witness admits not being able to recognize the object first seen about 10:15 p.m. on July 22nd this year, shortly after passing the Montvale service area along the Garden State Parkway from the northbound lanes. He says his view of the object was extremely clear and distinct. It appeared to be some 150 feet across and about 1/2 mile away when he was closest to it, just above the tree line to the east. He said the object appeared to be hovering. He said it seemed to be moving slowly to the north, or was stationary, as he says he was able to get much closer to the object driving towards the New York State Thruway. He said as he continued north, it seemed to change its appearance. Said it appeared brightest on the bottom with a golden glow, fading further up the object to orange, reddish, and then dark on top. Despite the apparent color change, it was still very illuminated, apparently from within, having taken on an overall dusky orange color with what he describes as 3 red lights on the bottom. The rim appeared to have tilted so that the closer portion was lower than the far end. This made the craft look somewhat like the planet Saturn, but much closer. He said also, like Saturn, there seemed to be a gap between the rim and sphere. He said others likely saw this as well, as cars on the Golden State drove northbound, almost all slowed down dramatically, whether because their occupants were afraid of it or they simply wanted a better look. Read the full story at darkmatternews.com. Is there an alien base on the moon? More and more people are coming forward with stories that might prove this is true. Rumors say that there is an alien moon base on the far side of the moon, the side we never see from Earth. It's been reported that China has released moon footage of alien bases. Dr. Michael Sala has indicated that there is a military-industrial extraterrestrial complex and that the Earth is being assimilated by an alien agenda which also operates on Earth's moon. The photos, purported to be from the government of China and taken by the high-resolution camera on Chang's 2-moon orbiter, seems to show buildings and structures on the moon's surface. The report continues to say that China will be releasing all the data and images from the Chang's 2 moon orbiter in the coming weeks and months. Some interesting photos have been released that show something of a building-like structure. Take a look at them yourself at darkmatternews.com.